Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
If it is Monday, that means it's Laura Kennard Day. She is from Drake University, as well as DMAC, as well as DMBizEvents.com. Talking about business networking, business education events happening in the greater Des Moines metro. And we are back and we are on. And yeah. Welcome, Laura.
Hello. So you are just back from a whirlwind tour.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yes.
Tour of where?
I don't know. Where I was in Arizona.
Oh, he forgot where you were.
Well, it was 17-hour days.
That's kind of sad.
17-hour days. And, you know, I mean, I was just fried.
You know, just put in your whole month's work in 3 days.
Right.
That'll work.
That'll do, yeah. Why not?
Well, was it warm?
It was beautiful. Wednesday and Thursday of last week were kind of cloudy and a little bit misty. Okay. But Friday and Saturday, 70 degrees and clear.
Oh,
except
nice.
I never got outside of the hotel because I was working.
And so. Then, oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
so
know
it doesn't
goes.
Really matter when you don't get out of the hotel, I guess. At least your jaunts between the car and the airport
right.
were probably cozy.
Yeah.
And welcome. Welcome to the tundra. I guess it's warmer in Anchorage, Alaska today.
Yeah, it could be. This is brutal.
Anyway, but you know what? Business goes on.
Goes on. Yeah, and we don't care nothing about no weather.
Matter of fact, well, there was a few things that got canceled last week, actually. But
there were.
And I think churches got canceled on Sunday because it was too cold for anyone to come out. But we're going to try. We're going to try to move on with life through the cold. So starting by talking about tomorrow.
On Tuesday.
So Tuesday at noon, there is Understanding Small Business Profitability at the Iowa Center for Economic Success.
Mm.
And so this will be a really great talk. I want to say that, and I will double check because, Dr. Bishop from Drake University, Dr. Deb Bishop is the one who's going to be speaking on that topic, and she's going to be talking about things like break-even analysis. So a lot of people aren't familiar with that concept.
Yeah, those of us who are entrepreneurs, we're still waiting to break even.
Yeah, how you can calculate that. And it's interesting, I've heard Deb talk about this before, and you know, startups, those kind of typical high-growth startups, they might not expect to be profitable for a while, and they have to have that sort of pot of cash that they try not to burn through because they need to have a certain runway.
Right.
But small businesses, yeah, if you're not breaking some profitability within a pretty short period of time, you're probably not going to, you know, you're probably not going to last. You're going to have to make a profit.
And that's why many entrepreneurs, many small businesses, they may continue working at their regular gig and then do the side
right.
to the side gig with the small
but
business.
But if you dive in and you're
pulled, very, very dangerous.
Matter of fact, I just saw that there was a new restaurant called Skoll that it was in the news here in the Des Moines area. Very unfortunate. They opened over on Southeast 5th.
Okay.
You know, all the fanfare of a new place opening and everything like that, and closed their doors in 5 months. So,
you know, before you even mentioned a restaurant, that is probably one of the areas, you know, that is so volatile.
Yeah.
I mean, the restaurant industry is so fickle. And
So, and it was kind of cool because they were trying to do something in Southeast 5th, which is kind of a new area to do something, and looked like the branding looked cool. I mean, I don't know what all the issues were, but 5 months in, and what I always think, what a heartbreak, because you put in so much to get that open and to have it close. It's just sad. But anyway.
Isn't Skoll a chewing tobacco?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
So, I don't know.
So, maybe there
it
was
is.
A little, yeah,
I don't know.
Okay.
But that's kind of what Dr. Bishop is talking about. Like, what is the break even? How long can you expect before you might break even? And really know with, you know, both eyes open, what are you getting into? And how can you impact breaking even more quickly? Maybe that means you need to start with a leaner approach. rather than going in all full bore and get in over your head.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so that'll be really a great talk. That's at the Iowa Center on University Clive. Is that correct?
Yes, it is Clive, and it'll be on Tuesday.
So also on Tuesday evening, this is a little specialty, but I'm going to mention it. IGDA is a group that are game developers.
Really?
So they have a they have a meeting every month making, and so this month, and they always have it at Forge, for Pillar Technology at the Forge downtown. Their group gets together. This one is making a multiplayer game, so, you know, not everyone is into that. But if you are into developing games, this is a really great group. Or if you're just interested in that, I know a lot of people that just kind of are interested in that field. This would be a way for you to meet other people that are endeavoring to be in that sort of development field. And they welcome people of all experience levels, so if you're just wanting to learn how games get created, they're welcome.
Sure, and the Forge, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is on Locust. They're right across from the sculpture.
The sculpture.
Right.
Pop John's Sculpture Park, and next to, Magnolia?
Well, it used to be Magnolia. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Did it close?
No, it did.
Oh.
Magnolia closed.
Oh.
Oh, come on. Oh, it's now George Romero's place.
Well, we'll get back to you.
Django.
Oh, that's where Django moved?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Django's back.
Yeah.
Took over the Magnolia place.
We got to get you out more.
Well, because I knew that Django had closed
in the
from
hotel.
Its previous right. location. Okay. So I'm all up to speed now on that. I guess I haven't been to the Forge recently. And the Magnolias was beautiful.
I loved Magnolia.
I did too. So
You, I've been to Django now several times. It's lovely.
Oh, Django is. Yeah. I really love Django too. So it's just unfortunate that Magnolias didn't work out. Anyway, so also then moving forward to Wednesday, we have 1 Million Cups at the Science Center. And also, so that's, of course, at 8 o'clock, and it goes all the way to 9:30 if you count in networking and the Q&A afterwards. So if you really want to get there in time for the programming, get there at 8:30 to watch the entrepreneur present their business idea. We also have Entrepreneur Assembly Iowa Roundtable Workshop. Have you heard of this?
No.
So, that is actually going on at the Runway Innovation Event Center, which is my space, and this will be our second roundtable, official roundtable event.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I know. It's a new term. Yeah. I was quizzing you. But anyway.
I'm so sleep deprived. I don't know.
Oh, no. It's okay. So, it's a new program, and just to kind of give a quick background, Entrepreneur Assembly is a 501c3. Out of state of Nevada. They actually have 4 chapters there and 1 technically in California, and they have a chapter in Africa. So, but what they didn't have was anything in the Midwest or really nationally outside of just their area. And so I kind of followed them and said, hey, you know, I really want to bring a true incubator program
right.
to the Des Moines area. I've been watching you guys for a while. What can I learn from you? And they said, well, better than that, you can actually open a chapter. We've been wanting to do this. So we've been kind of learning from each other on how to open a chapter, you know, that's out of their area. So that's been a great learning process. And at the same time, trying to build a group of mentors, because it's a mentor and entrepreneur relationship. And then also there's a lot of peer-to-peer helping. So we form these roundtable groups so people can help each other.
Sure.
And then they also have their mentor that, you know, they can call. So if there's anyone out there that has been in business for a while, has been interested in mentoring, would like to have a knowledge transfer of some of the stuff that they, you know, want, like my heart has always been like to see someone get something off the ground, not close in 5 months,
right.
you know,
right.
And be part of an ongoing community where you meet once a month. That's the obligation of a mentor. And it's the obligation of the people in the round table, show up once a month. And then in between, you work on your 3 goals. You're accountable to your group when you come back, and you can call on your group if you have something that you're stuck on, and you can call on your mentor, which your mentor They might make a meeting with you if you need that, or they might just answer a quick phone call. So it's still not a huge obligation. We hope to maybe even have it where we have some people that are just wanting to facilitate, some people that want to mentor more.
Sure.
So that's kind of what we're building. So we're definitely looking for entrepreneurs. And so far, we've had a lot of people show up. So reach out. We have one that runs once a month on a Sunday and one that runs once a month on a Wednesday. We may add another night or change the night depending on what the crowd says. So far, it's been a really neat program. So.
That's at the Runway, ladies and gentlemen, in Southridge.
And speaking of 1 Million Cups on Wednesdays, February 18th, most of the time they're at the Science Center. Then they do little road trips.
Right.
So February 18th, Wednesday, they're going to come to the Runway.
Place, yeah.
So we're kind of like, polishing up the place and getting as much as we can ready so that we really have a great opportunity to introduce some of these entrepreneurs to that community as well. So we've got that. Also on Thursday night from 5 to 8, we have the Metro Marketing Mixer, which is a mixer at the River Center, which is right by Principal Park.
Right.
And that is going to be a really neat gathering where we're combining AMA Iowa and the AAF, which is the American Advertising Federation chapter, the public relations, PRSA, and
it's a bunch of associations,
club.
Right?
Yeah, the Des Moines Social Club. So they're all kind of marketing, communication, social media marketing, those sort of interlapping intertwining, overlapping groups, and we're putting them all together in one space for a marketing mixer.
Wow.
So that should be really fun. You can still get tickets for that. Maybe you belong to one of those groups and you were kind of interested in what the other ones do. This would be a great chance to meet other members of those groups, too.
That's on Thursday.
That is Thursday from 5 to 8. And also, alternatively and unfortunately, competitively, as with everything, I swear, from 5 to 7, we have the Startup Des Moines Introduction to the Des Moines Startup Scene, which is going to be at the co-working space Gravitate downtown, and their fabulously recently expanded and improved beautiful space. That one will be huge. Everyone that's involved in the startup scene is going to be there. So if you want to understand what all is involved in our ecosystem, they do this once or twice a year so that more people can understand that. Those are some really cool
stuff.
This weekend, Friday, January 24th, is also I'll Make Me a World 2020 Iowa's African American Festival, which is in kicking off Black History Month.
And if I think also during that same time period, there is in the same building, and that would be the Iowa Events Center.
The bicycle. Yeah, they always have those events are always right next door to each other. It's such a funny thing. It's like they're always tracked on that same weekend.
Right.
Like they get together and go, okay,
let's do bicycles and I'll Make Me a World in Iowa.
And they're always like right next door to each other. So it's interesting.
It's a mix of all kinds of folks.
Yeah. There is another thing that I don't have a lot of information about, but it's sort of interesting. Also at Gravitate downtown, they're having a Startup Champions Network Mini Summit. No information about that except that it lasts all day on Saturday, also the 24th. So I'm going to be looking into that more. But it sounds like if you're a champion of the Startup Network,
there you go,
which I am, that maybe you should show up for that. So I'll
you know where Laura
out.
Will be on Saturday.
Right.
Good stuff.
Well, and I'll I guess the 25th also is I'll Make Me a World, so maybe I can
hopping back and forth, right?
Do that the
bicycles,
next day.
Bicycles, I'll
like
Make
that.
Me a World.
That's right.
Startup community. You're going to be a busy girl this weekend.
So that's what we've got. We've got really a pretty robust week here.
Welcome to January.
Welcome to January.
Thank you so much, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University, as well as DMAC, and the author of DMBizMixer.com. We will have a link to that website so you can find out more stuff. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We are out of here. That concludes another day of broadcast on the Business News Hour for all of us associated. And by the way, we are the background noise that you're hearing. We are at our second most favorite coffee shop in the greater Des Moines metro, which would be grounds for celebration in Beaverdale. Why not? All right, for all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.